We have a list of developers who would like to visit with the board. Under Possum Kingdom, we have Syntex, Lindham Ranch.
Mr. Chairman, if I could for just a moment.
Yes, sir.
As Mike and Laura Lee and I have had numerous conversations with developers with potential developments, both at PK's and at Granbury, it became very obvious, certainly, as we went through the boating capacity study, looking at that, the potential impacts of the recommendations therein on wet storage type facilities at PK, would, we felt, may very well have an impact to a certain degree on developments, although we do feel like what you'll hear later referenced dry stack storage, and that is sure a workable issue that can be done to assist with those developments. But the water access with these developments is a real need, as we see it, at least from those folks that have talked to us. Granbury, I think you will hear very much of the development there, as Mayor Southern mentioned. If it happens, would certainly be involved around canal cut-throughs, additional canal cut-throughs on the lake. Many of you know the moratorium that we have had on the lake since October of 2002 is still in place as far as canal cut-throughs. We're involved right now, as you very well know, with about $1.5 million study, watershed protection plan at Granbury that Congressman Edwards, Senator Averett, and Representative Keffer have all worked hard to achieve funding to help assist with that effort. It's about a four-year effort to study the E. coli issues and find out as best we can what's contributing to the some of the pollution on the lake. And as we look at it, certainly additional canal cut-throughs, as you will hear, may very well have somewhat of an impact on that study before we get through it. But I don't want to go into more detail with that at all. I just wanted to mention that those are some of the issues that we're dealing with. What we've asked today is for the developers that we have talked to at PK and Granbury to come forward, just let the board hear what their proposal is. I've told them all there will be no action out of today, but just allow you to at least, as you deliberate the recommendations on the voting capacity study, certainly that you can hear what their proposals are and have that in mind anyway as we work forward with this whole process. If I may, I would ask again each of the presenters to please keep your comments to 10 minutes as we've talked before, because this is going to be a healthy day, I think, a healthy workshop for the board time-wise in that. Additionally, I've got a pointer here. Jennifer, if you bring up the PK map, what I want to do is put the voting capacity chart for PK first, because we'll have the PK developers speak. And I would ask each of them, as they give their presentation, to point on the map exactly where that development sits in relation to the voting capacity study. And also, if you have any handouts, because some folks will not have a briefing, but if you have handouts with your briefing, please, at that time as you come forward, if you would, we can help to distribute those to the board anyway for that purpose. If you need the easel, that's right here as well. And I will, if you're not going to, you don't want to use the point of the podium, I'll put a microphone right over here. So the first group that we got is Brady Lowry with Syntex on behalf of Willingham Ranch.
Some Sorry, we had some compatibility issues with the DRA's version of PowerPoint this morning, so I'm going to operate it from here. Thank you for your time today. I am Brady Lowry with Syntex Destination Properties, and the first thing I'd like to cover today is tell you a little bit about Syntex Corp, Syntex Destination Properties, what we do, all we're involved in the Texas Hill Country in Texas, as well as around the nation, and then cover specifically the specifics of our plan dealing with Possum Kingdom Lake and the Willingham Ranch. Number one is Syntex Corporation, which is our parent company, is a Fortune 200 company, a Platinum 400 company. We've been voted several years in a row America's Most Admired Company in Engineering Construction. And we have revenues of over $14 billion a year. As an overview of Syntex Destination Properties, the first thing I'd like to hit home is we are not Syntex Homes. Everybody, when they think of Syntex, they think of homes, and we are not Syntex Homes. We are a separate operating division within Syntex Corp. We're actually developing in 8 states. We have 19 ongoing resorts that are under construction and we're nearing completion. And we have 6 operating divisions, Hawaii, Pacific, the Carolinas, the Central Division, which encompasses our division, Florida East and Florida West. To tell you a little bit about what we're doing here in Texas, I think it's useful for us to show the size and scope of some of our other projects that we're doing and our intention within Possum Kingdom and the Willingham Ranch. This is our site at the Hollows of the North Shore of Lake Travis. When we started this development, Lake Travis, that North Shore was thought of as pretty much a backwater, that it hadn't it had been underdeveloped, and nobody thought that it would take off as it has. As you can see, it's about 1,400 acres. We have a marina, a beach club, lifestyle amenities, 18 miles of trail systems that are going on, 700 home sites, 350 villas, and over 6 miles of shoreline there. We own the last 1,000 acres at the end of Galveston Island that we're developing across a development we're calling Point West. 6 miles of shoreline, you can see a proposed 300-slip marina, 250 home sites, 1,200 villas. We're also doing infill within Horseshoe Bay, trying to revitalize an aging resort there. 270 villas, 101-slip marina there. Pool facilities within our complexes, but that is not a standalone development. That's infill that we were asked to come in and try and revitalize an aging facility. Willingham Ranch specifically. The Edwardses were good enough to give us a 6-month feasibility period that we are currently nearing the end of. 3 phases of equal size. You can kind of see from our bubble plan there that we would start at the south end across from Costello Island. We're going to offer 1-acre minimum lot sizes. We're also going to build what we call villas. Some people would think of as condos. That has a connotation that's not exactly correct with the product that we offer. And then we are also going to offer amenities and lifestyle components comparable to what we're doing on the North Shore of Lake Travis. If any of you have been there, our development will be very similar. The topography, the interaction with the lake, the vegetation around there makes the Willingham Ranch and what we're doing on the North Shore very comparable. This is a picture of what our beach club at the North Shore looks like. That is the amenity that we plan. You'll see on the map here in a minute where we're planning on doing that. But basically, this is what our amenity would look like. It looks out towards the lake. We are currently planning to put it on private land. So basically, you can kind of see how it looks across the hill country, its interaction with the lake, and what we propose to do with it. This is a photo simply representing the level of homes and villas we would propose for the site. Same level of Class A facility, the interaction with the lake. As you can see, none of them are directly on the shoreline. And very, very Class A facility as well as what we do for the rest of the nation. Our shoreline plan. Basically, We read the TVA study in talking with Mr. Iltis and Mr. Rendy. The TVA study, the Staubach plan, we have a very good understanding of what the future requirements of the lake might be. And we feel our plan not only adheres to that, but goes one step farther. The area in green here is corresponding to our phase one. We are actually looking for a park-like atmosphere to interact with the lake for both our residents and the public. We would like it to be a public, open beach and shoreline. We do not wish to sublease, to sell leases for individual home sites and individual boat docks along the waterline. We would like to install public hiking, biking, and jogging trails along the shoreline. Basically treat this shoreline along Possum Kingdom the same way that we would treat any of them in our beach communities at Galveston, at Hawaii, to treat the shoreline as you would a public beach. Houses are there. They interact. They have a view of the shoreline. But the shoreline is generally open to the public and open along a beach. Open beaches and waterline, and of course, in understanding the boat loading study and the requirements of the lake in the future, we're also proposing a dry storage system for boats. The benefits of our plan. Well, number one is public access. We think if we provide public access and make a beach and make it open to all of our residences, instead of cutting it up and making them private land, to make them open, install parks, beaches, the jogging trails, and have public access to it, our development can become an anchor for the north end of the lake. It protects the integrity of the open shoreline. Right now, as you drive through Willingham Ranch, it's beautiful. As you look at the shoreline, we'd like to protect that integrity. We'd like the public to interact with it. We'd also like our residences to have free and open access to all of the shoreline rather than it be cut up in individual leases. A park-like atmosphere. We talked about an unobstructed waterline, free of individual boat docks. You can see here the photo there is one of our developments in Hawaii, and we'd like to treat the shoreline the same way. The photo here is actually one of our swimming beaches that's installed on the north shore of Lake Travis. You can kind of see how people interact with it and what goes on in it. We believe we improved upon the TVA and the SPABOC plans. They didn't directly say public access. We are saying direct public access to the land. It adheres to the Lake PK boat loading study. We're not asking for a marina today. We understand that there might be a need for one in the future. I think our plans and what we showed you before shows we're more than capable of building marinas if we need to. It encourages passive recreational use. The shoreline is open. It's available for everybody, and it allows our residents lake access without cutting up the shoreline, without cutting up the waterline, and allowing still the north end of the lake to be free and open for boating and other recreational use. The one thing I do want to stress is as I mentioned, the Edwards were good enough to give us a six-month feasibility period. I know you all have been going on through your boat loading studies, the TDA study, and the Staubach plan. Been waiting to hear from that and take action upon that before we could begin the negotiations for our plan. Our feasibility study expires July 13th. We're in a time crunch now. The lake access agreement is critical for any of these developments and for development of the Willingham. We might as well put this facility in Breckenridge without access to the lake. And then the framework for the lake access agreement is critical for us. Without that, we don't have a plan. So timing is critical. We need permission to start some negotiation to understand the intent of the board and what we can do on with the shoreline. And at this time, I'd like to open it up to any questions you might have.
I've got a couple.
I think our rules say that when we have presentations from the public like this, we can't discuss it.
This is listed.
Is this separately?
This is separately. Laura Lee, this is listed on the agenda, isn't it? So are you okay with questions?
Sure, absolutely.
Laura Lee, are you okay with questions?
I just want to make sure that we're okay.
Well, I mean, it's listed as a PK workshop. These are all PK questions.
I think we've got listed as presentation on future development.
So we're okay.
We're okay. Okay. How many acres?
It's approximately 1,500 acres.
How many lots?
We would anticipate about 800 lots.
And does that include the villas?
No, sir, it does not.
How many villas?
Approximately 290
villas. 290 villas. How many slips of dry stack storage are you projecting?
We would project to do that in phasing based upon demand, up to 250.
250 maximum?
Wet or dry?
It's dry boat storage.
Okay.
Could you kind of elaborate, because I don't think most people understand the problem. The Willingham land is behind VRA, is that correct? And so you need to negotiate something with the VRA because you don't have any land or water access, is that correct?
That's correct, yes, ma'am. The VRA owns the shoreline. And for all of our developments, normally what's happened in the past within PK, as I understand it, is developers have gotten the shoreline, cut it up, sold the shoreline, put individual boat docks along it. We'd like to create a park atmosphere, reach an agreement with the VRA that's beneficial for all the public, the VRA, ourselves. We think the level of programming that we offer allows us to approach it a little differently. In having a park-like atmosphere, our experiences with beaches and making a community at home and friendly with the beach without obstructing it, we believe we adhere to the intent of the TVA and the Staubach recommendations.
So, question. My understanding from your presentation is that you really don't have a problem with the recommendations that are being made to the board or anything. You're just wanting us to act so you know the rules so you can move.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
And I suppose you can get an extension off your time.
I can't speak to that. I know that the Edwardses are wanting us desperately to close.
I've got another one. Infrastructure. Are you going to provide potable water and sewage system, a package system, or are they going to be on septic?
We have a will serve letter from the Possum Kingdom Water Supply Corp. We will be running a larger line across the lake that will feed potable water from there. We'll also pay for an enlargement of the PK water treatment facility and run potable water there. Initially, the lots would be on a septic. We have some engineering studies that outline exactly how that would work. And then for the villas, the amenities, and those types of things, we anticipate package systems.
Okay, and road systems, I'm assuming the roads would be brought up initially to county standard and then turned over to the county for maintenance.
Yes, sir, and quite frankly, the outcome of that would probably be conditioned upon what happens with our agreement with the VRA. We feel like we've come up with a win-win plan for both the VRA and ourselves. However, you know, in order to maintain public access, we also need to protect the development of the shoreline and what goes on out there. So we would like nothing more to make that free and public, to put in public parking trailheads where the trails are, and leave our shoreline free and open to everybody. The other side to that is you don't want to do that and leave free and open access for your community to be cut off from the lake as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate your time. Yeah, bring the map up one more time, just for the board.
Willingham
area that we're looking at.
43. I'm on,
Jack.
Yes.
Yes. 47.
This is all individual.
Yes.
Initially, what we're seeing is a potential dry stack storage is where they're looking at putting that. You can bring that down now, Jennifer. Next.